beautiful people.
Hi.
It's your overpowered MC, Jenna.
It's Chewe, as usual.
And we're back with another tier list episode. What was?
Our adult animated series. What's an adult animated series?
Yeah. So I was actually looking for the proper term for this because I was like, it's not quite cartoon. Like, I don't want to call it cartoon. If you get my drift, like, because cartoon just makes it seem like
cartoon.
Exactly. It just makes it seem very childlike. And no child should be watching, like, F is for Family or, like, I don't know, Archer, for example, or BoJack Horseman. So, anyway. Right. So, we actually have content for, like, the next 4 weeks already scheduled for you guys. So, this is probably going to come to you a bit late. Hope you guys enjoy it because this whole week I've been editing stuff. So we should probably start from the top because if we start from the bottom, I'll have to keep scrolling down and moving it up. Yeah?
Fair enough. What's okay. Number one?
Number one is Adventure Time.
I loved Adventure Time, you know.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I know that kids watch Adventure Time, but I also think that a lot of adults watch Adventure Time. And there's a lot of jokes in there that really should not be for kids. Because I remember watching Adventure Time as a child, as a teenager. And just looking, like, on Cartoon Network as well. But anyway, where would you put that? I'll say...
I think great. Yeah. I think it's a good in-between.
I feel like it's a good, like, going from, like, Kids Next Door and, like, all of that fun cartoon stuff to, like, something a bit edgy, right? I know. I'm thinking of doing cosplay as number...
Three.
Was it number three? Yes, number three.
Green wears green. Number five is the one who wears blue.
Blue, yeah. The green, yeah. But actually, I'm thinking... to go as number one as well, you know, with his little sunglasses and his red shirt and his black trousers. I loved number one. I know he was a bit of a, what's his name? Annoying little, like, control freak. But, like, I feel like number one was probably my first crush.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. No, actually, Dexter. I loved Dexter. Oh my god.
My first crush was Kai from the original Beyblade.
Ah, I see.
No. I've always been into the bad boy from day one as a child. I've always had a heart. But that's what I wanted.
Nah, stop. You know, like, I feel like this has actually followed me throughout my entire life because number one is Bald. I'm not going to lie, yeah. Bald men just have that little bit of something about them. I have a problem. How is it that number one is actually bald? Because he's a child.
He's best child. Alopecia. I'm joking. I don't actually know. I think it might run in the family.
Oh my god, let me actually see what number one looks like. Number one. Kids Next Door.
Told me Kids Next Door.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He definitely has brows, so it's not alopecia. He just doesn't have hair on his head.
Nah, he's just bald.
He's just full on bald. And he's British as well.
Are you saying our childhood crushes became our actual lifehood crushes?
Hey, I don't know what you mean.
You just said you're into bald men. And this star was number one. So, I want to
No, but seriously, which bald guy am I into at the moment? There isn't any.
That's true.
Exactly. So, I just like this guy. Because, I don't know, he had... Oh my god, look at him when he was younger. He had hair. He had brown hair. Oh my god. Poor Nigel.
His actual name's Nigel?
Yeah, yeah. Nigel. Nigel Montgomery Uno. So one. Number one is the bad British leader of the head operative of Sector 5, keeper of the Book of Kids Next Door, and current Earth representative of the... I'm not going to read that. Anyway, I probably should have added Kids Next Door here, because I know it's actually a cartoon, but who gives a shit? I'm reminiscing on my missed childhood. Anyway, next is American Dad. I feel like for how long it's been going... Really?
Mm.
Okay, so it's about this CIA guy, his wife, kids, and an alien, and they're talking goldfish. Yeah, I know. Girl is kind of like Meg. No, the girl is Meg. Am I mistaken? No, the girl is Meg. No. Meg is the one from... Oh, shit. What's the name of that other cartoon? Not The Simpsons, the other one. The one with the guy from Orville. Family Guy. Right. She's kind of like Meg from Family Guy, but a bit, like, edgy. Like, no, not edgy, but emo-y. The boy, I think, his name is Stan? I don't even remember. But for how long it's been going on, and the alien is, like, just goated, and... There's a lot of, I don't know, I don't even know how to describe it. It's like Family Guy, but a bit mad, even madder, because there's an alien in it, and there's a talking fish, whose name is actually Vlad or Stan or something, I don't know. Anyway, but it's actually pretty good. I'll say it's good. Next is Animaniacs. We are Animaniacs.
Is that the one that reminds me of Mickey Mouse?
Yeah. I'll say good. Just for the nostalgia.
I can't remember much of it, to be honest. It doesn't leave like a lasting impression like Adventure Time.
Yeah, true. True. So what? It's alright.
Yeah.
Let's do my good too, it's alright. And this is an adult, what's it called? Adult Swim show, excuse me, which I don't know. I haven't seen it, and I don't think you've seen it either, unless you recognize that.
Nope.
Okay. Next is Arcane. You know the Netflix film that came out.
I didn't watch it.
Okay, because I haven't seen it, but I thought maybe you might have.
No, I think the only Netflix like series I've watched is what's it? It's about this con artist. Greatest show.
Super Crooks.
No.
Oh, okay. Which one?
Let me find you. You should be right. Watched. Is it The Great Escape? No, it's not The Great Escape.
Great Pretender?
Yeah, The Great Pretender.
Okay. Great Pretender. Well, I would more class that as anime than... Well, I don't know. But Arcane, I guess we've not seen it. But I definitely want to watch it because it's... I hear good things about it. I just wasn't sure because I'm not quite used to like 3D-esque animations. So that kind of made me pause a bit. But I'll definitely watch it because it's childish to not watch something just because it's like not what I'm used to.
No, to be honest, I like the concept of Ruby. But because it's so, like it's partly 3D,
right.
It puts me off sometimes.
Yeah, it does. Like, Ruby, you mean the cartoon, right? The anime.
Because Elvin watched it, right? And she's like, it's actually a good storyline. And I believe her. It's
a good
story.
It actually is, because I've watched
it's just like the anime. Seasons, I'm like, I think. But it's partly 3D. And that's the only time it puts me off. Otherwise, I've read the reviews on it, and it looks and sounds good.
It's good. It's actually good. It's really good. You should definitely give it a try, because it's, even though it's... The two things put me off. It's mainly in English, but I started watching it in English. And the animation's kind of like archery animation. But like brighter and more like splashy. But, I actually quite enjoyed it. I should finish. I think they're like on season 6 or something right now. So I should definitely catch up. No. It's like, there's only like, what, 12 or like 24 episodes. It's one of those like not really long animes. It's really not as long as One Piece. I mean, One Piece is fucking ginormous.
Nah, One Piece is going to a close at some point this year. Maybe next year. I'm not trying to rush you or anything. No, I'm just saying.
One Piece is never.
Some of us want to catch up. We can't catch up if you're ongoing. Or even start because you're ongoing. It's well. Frightening. It's daunting. I'm thinking about, oh my goodness.
All that.
You've got 800 episodes left?
I'm really excited for what's happening on One Piece at the moment, by the way, because I am looking forward to the animation. And
actually, I had a whole conversation about One Piece with my friend, and then it came to the end of the conversation. I was like, you know, I haven't watched this thing. He was like, what do you mean? He's like, I haven't watched. It's like, but you had a conversation with me for a whole 30 minutes. I was like, yeah. I know, because I can just tell you he's on an adventure somewhere, and I'm right. He's on an adventure somewhere.
You're such a bitch. How dare you?
Because I know their powers too.
How dare you?
Like, oh, and that scene where he did this. You know what? He's like, yeah, yeah. I'm like,
it also doesn't help that like the community kind of just after like an episode, everyone just goes on Twitter and just like. Delve deep and like because we're so fucking gassed, like every time there's a new manga episode, every time there's a new anything, new piece of information, everyone's just like, how is he gonna do it? Or this is Oda, by the way, like how is he gonna do this, like what's it gonna be? Because now there's something about like Luffy and his powers, and like everyone's losing their shit because like, oh my god, they actually gonna finally give us something that we've been waiting for so long. Like, what's so special about Luffy? Like, why is it Luffy? Why is it this? And there's been so many like theories about who this Joy Boy is, who like was, who existed in like the void period, and also this void period that no one even seems to be talking about. No one wants to. It's like it's been like this elephant in the room that it's been there, but we just had to. It's been like Zunisha. like this thing that's just there in the back of everyone's mind that we know is going to be the biggest revelation ever. But and we've just been waiting for that to be revealed, and everyone's literally in tentacles or like just waiting, and finally he's literally spoon feeding us like little grains of rice of what happened during the void period, and everyone's at the moment just losing their shit, and I'm so fucking excited, and I'm so fucking excited because I started watching One Piece when I was like, what, 15? It's been 10 years, girl. Girl, it's been 10 years. I have not been in a relationship with anything on this planet as long as I've been with One Piece. So like, you can imagine how impactful this is for someone who's been watching since like 2000. It's been over 20 years. Like, you get my point? So that's why like 30-year-olds are fucking psyched on Twitter about this. Anyways, I've been talking too much. Next is Archer.
I liked Archer. Not the final season. The final season kind of like meh.
I didn't mind the final season, the last season, you know. I'm refusing to watch the last two episodes because I don't want it to end. I've literally watched it from the beginning twice since the last season came out, and I have still refused to watch the last two episodes. There must be something wrong with me. The new season, because obviously Archer woke up and he's not as special as he was before. He had to deal with a lot more changing, and I guess so do we, because we don't really know what's been happening to them in the real life for the last like 3 years or whatever. So we actually have to meet the actual character, not from Archer's point of view, but from their own point of view. So it's slightly different from what we've been used to the last couple of years, I think. But I think the next season would still be good. We'll have to get used to maybe.
Well, Archer's still going.
Yeah, I don't think it's ended. That wasn't the
last. Oh, I thought it ended. That's why I probably stopped. But yeah, when he was like in a coma and he was going through his dreams and doing his
yeah, yeah.
In an episode mission thing, so I was just like, it's not for me.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't like it.
Oh, I loved it. Like, every single season, the Danger Island one, I loved that. I don't think anyone can ruin Archer for me. It's so special. Like, I don't know. It just holds a really great place in my heart. Like, the banter between Lana!
I mean, Lana!
I mean, come on. It's just like, it's given me, like, Sploosh. It's given me, what's like, they have so many sayings and so many, like, things that are just so nostalgic and so stupid that you just have to go with it. And yeah, I love Archer. I'll say it's goated. Do you agree? Or do you disagree? We'll come back to that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, next is Avatar. I mean, I know Avatar is not for adults, but still.
I liked Avatar. I did. Yeah.
Okay, I don't think Legend of Korra is here. I think Korra... Okay, I'm going to say something, like, really problematic. But, like, they made it too woke. Like, they forced the wokeness too much, man. And that pissed me off and put me off Korra. But maybe I should give her a chance because people online are like, they hear that argument, but still, just because it's that doesn't mean you shouldn't watch it. It doesn't mean that you shouldn't...
What, too woke as in it's, like, too progressive for people?
Like, not that. I just feel like they forced the progressiveness. Like, you know how Avatar was very simplistic and they, when they wanted to make a point, you wouldn't miss it because they'll make a point out of it. Like, how unfair the world is and how we all need to bind together. It's like, they didn't, like, shove it in your face. Like, it wasn't, like, you got the message, like, and you digested it easy. But I feel like with Korra, it was more like an attitude of, I'm this, you better have me that way or not. And I think that's more of a harder pill to swallow than, oh, here I am, I'm just nice, I'm just cool. Eventually you'll get to see that I'm, I guess, maybe, actually that's kind of fucked. Because technically, in real life, I would chill with someone who's more like Korra than Aang. But I don't know. Anyways, how would you rate this? Goated, great, good, it's alright. Can't be me. Not much. Obviously.
I'm going to put it as great. Because I actually really do love Avatar The Last Airbender. It's a fantastic story. The animations were good. The jokes were funny. In the childish way, but it's still funny regardless. Yeah. So don't come at it like that.
And they had some risque jokes in there as well. Not gonna lie, I watched it back recently and I was like, okay, that definitely went over my head when I was a child. But okay.
Oh my goodness! And Sokka's relationships. Oh my god! You even get in there at 11, not a 13. Look at you with your international girlfriend.
I know, right? What a player. And that is Batman Beyond.
It's on my watch list.
I'd say it's great. This was
you watched it?
Yeah, this was the first Batman animation that I'd watched. It was definitely the first one that I watched. And that's why I remember so well.
the first Batman series you watched?
Animated series, yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm. Huh. It wasn't mine. Yeah. Mine was the Batman cartoon for animated series. That was my first, like, introduction to the Batman animated series. That one, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
that
wow.
was my first Batman.
Oh, wow. I watched this later. Because, like, they used to show this one on Cartoon Network.
Yeah, and that's why we used to watch it on Cartoon Network.
But not this one. They used to show this one on Cartoon Network.
No, they showed the other one on this one as well on Cartoon Network.
Ah, and then I went back to watch this one.
Wait, are you talking about Cartoon Network in Nigeria or?
Yes, in Nigeria.
Well, yeah, in the UK, it was this one.
Ah, Soka. I see.
Yeah, because in, like, they have different showings depending on where you are. Cartoon Network, because even in Zambia, they don't have this.
Ah, look, that's the one. There he is. This guy. This is the guy I know. Yeah, it's so odd.
I'll give it a try, because I like the...
Terry! Yes. Big man Terry.
You said it was a teenager.
Yeah, he's a kid. I'm sure he was a kid. I think.
Did you watch the Justice League?
The animated one?
Yeah.
Yes.
What did you think of it?
Wait, the old one or the new one? Is there a new one? The original. The one where they had the star thing on their face, right? There was an episode where they had the star guy on their faces.
What star thing on the face?
Yeah, this episode. Starro. That's the name.
That was one episode. How was I supposed to...
I am so sorry. I mean,
you were like, it's a whole theme. I was like, no. What?
I'm in one episode where they had Starro on their faces and, like, I think Batman had to save them or some weird shit like that. I do you ever have, like, memories from when you were younger of something that you've watched but you only remember, like, a specific thing because it was so impactful. No? Okay, that's a no.
No, I have flashbacks of some things that I think were like, this was meant to be.
So, which series, which animated series? Because this is the one I know, I recognise. This one I'm highlighting.
That's the one I watched too!
Yeah?
Yeah!
That's my one, yeah.
The Justice League and Wonder Woman.
They were so good. So good. I think, actually, that DC's animated series is probably more famous than Marvel's, right? Because apart from Spider-Man and X-Men...
No, the Iron Man series were also good.
Oh, see, I never saw the Iron Man series. I think there was one that was new around like the 2010s-ish, but nothing further back than that I know of.
Yeah, I used to watch the Iron Man series.
Because to me, that one was one of the new ones.
Was it on Cartoon Network?
Yeah,
it wasn't on Cartoon Network. No, it wasn't. It wasn't Jessica.
Was it Disney?
It was either Jessica or Disney XD.
Yeah, probably Disney. But it was one of the newer ones, I remember. That I watched at some point anyway. But I think like DC had like maybe the older gen. Does that make sense? Like, because DC animated series, you would find one that goes as far back as like 1990 something or like 2000 and something. Like,
but you know, that's actually a switch up, you know, to say that DC used to rule like the 20, like the 200s.
They did.
And now Marvel's on top.
Because like, I remember more like Justice League and Batman during like back then, and like for Marvel, it was mainly like Spider-Man or like X-Men. And
do you think it's because like Marvel's invested more in writing and screenplay than DC has?
Maybe. Because DC, no, not DC, because Marvel now, I'm noticing, are doing more animated stuff. So like MODOK, I noticed that was actually quite a good animation that they had recently.
I haven't watched it.
The one with the monkey, is it Samurai Monkey? A Ninja Monkey? Hit Monkey, that was...
I think they're doing it because trying to like... not revamped, but trying to bring them to the forefront what their original purpose was.
Yeah. I do like the way things are going, but I'm hoping that DC don't start slacking, and because the animated series was definitely go-to. Like, remember X-Men? Sorry.
I loved X-Men.
Right?
The X-Men. Yeah, that's the thing about yesterday night. I was like, you know what? I wonder what Gambit would be doing right now. Right.
He was my favorite character, Gambit and Rouge. Or Gigi, like, he's still in love with Rouge. I know, he's still in love with Rouge.
Everything. I'm like, I love with my cup of gold, you know? It's like, all I want to do is kick ass and have a boyfriend.
How about the toxicness between Jean, Jean,
and Cyclops.
And Cyclops and
Wolverine. That triangle.
Like, come on. I need that back in my life. Triangle. I need the scandalousness back in my life.
As a child, I didn't know what was happening, but I loved it now.
I know.
I was like, they have a triangle.
Like, I remember always hating Cyclops. I was like, you're such a, like, ugh. He was so jarring. He was so stuck up. And always...
He's a leader, you know.
I know.
So you had to like it because he's a leader. Because
he was a rogue and he was a bad boy. He was the original bad boy.
Cyclops.
No.
Wolverine. I was about to say that. I was like, ooh. We have different definitions.
God, no. Cyclops was such a
stickler. No, I was also thinking about, I was like, I was cosplaying as, what's her name? Storm?
That's a good shout. That's actually a good shout, you know?
She's amazing. Like, she's an African princess with powers of weather. I mean, I'm not a princess, but...
Do you know who I'm actually loving? What did I watch? Was it The Boys? The Boys, yes. And the animated series that they had recently. Actually, that should be on here because that animation is great. The animated series for The Boys. It literally came out after I put this, this tier list together. But anyway, it's the Nubia? From The Boys. Nubia. Yeah, there they are. They had a little, like, episode. She was pretty cool. She was also voiced by Aisha Tyler as well, who voices Lana.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Really, really good. That you should actually watch the animated series for The Boys, because it's like a mesh of, like, two different, like, different... Each episode was done by different people and, like, has different, like, animation. So there's one that's like very Marvel-y, normal comic-y anime. Oh, sorry, animation cartoon thing, which is this episode. And then they had one that's more like the Mickey Mouse era kind of time. And then they had, anyway, they had different kind of art and it was really good. Fucked up stories as per usual, but really, really good. Really, really, really good. Like I really enjoyed it. I even like live tweeted about it because like that's how excited I was. But anyway, yeah, she's a good shout. Like, I mean, look at her design, like with the mohawk hair and everything, and her powers are pretty cool as well. Anyways, I digress. On to the next one. How did we go from Batman Beyond to Batman the complete series to
that's the direct line
to Iron Man to, oh god, honestly. Anyway, next is Something Head. I remember these guys. I haven't seen it though. Butthead. Yes.
Haven't seen it.
Yeah, I haven't seen it either. And Big Mouth.
Big Mouth is so funny.
Yeah. Yes. Have you seen Human Resources? Again, it came out after. Okay, Human Resources is so good. It's like even more outlandish than Big Mouth. Like, you get to see Maury in his element. And
what, like, training his little men?
You mean his little dicks?
Yes, them too.
Oh, no. Like, he actually has, like, babies that are actually dicks. You'll see. Wow. Yeah, and then you get to meet like an additional love bug who is Lil Baby 80 from SNL. Like, what? Actually, I'm really loving seeing all these people that I know, like all these artists that I know on like Netflix and actually doing jobs outside of SNL. Yeah, just loving that for them because, you know, career progression and shit. So, Netflix is good. They're really putting people out there because one of the guys from SNL also hosts the Is It Cake series that they have because obviously I love cooking shows and shit. So yeah, he hosts Is It Cake and it's really good. Like, so people basically make and then they have judges who need to look at the cake and say, if it's cake.
This was all birthed from Instagram.
Huh?
This idea came from Instagram.
Did it?
Do you not remember the space like during the lockdown when people were like making cakes? That
cakes
like...
that looks realistic.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's actually true. Okay.
I think that's what we need to do. Just take a trend, monetize it before someone gets it, and then
I mean, exactly. That way you get more people watching. Okay. Which reminds me, I've been wanting to have this conversation about Disney Plus or Netflix. Which one would you go with?
Which one do I go to more regularly? Netflix. Yeah.
Right. There's something about Netflix that's just like comfort food, you know? I actually have to remind myself that I pay for Disney Plus and I have to watch it. That's literally
to
it.
To be honest, the only things I watch on Disney Plus are Grey's and I was watching WandaVision and that one about Loki. Well, Loki.
Yeah, basically, the only reason why I have Disney Plus is because Loki's on there, the new Moon Knight is on there, all these other like Marvel DC Jesus Christ Marvel films will be going on there. That's literally it. That's it. Otherwise, I don't really care. Yeah, they do have some series.
Yeah,
I could do
it. It wasn't for Grey's. I'd be like,
but you know, Grey's is on Amazon Prime.
But I don't have Prime.
Ah, okay. I hear that. Yeah, even like Revenge. I mean, I've watched it, but I didn't really like.
Did you not like Revenge?
No, I liked it, but I'm saying I could do without having to rewatch it again on Disney Plus. Like, actually, Disney Plus does have some good original TV series, like the church one that they have.
Yeah, I want to watch that one. It looks interesting.
I'll say it's better than, what's the name of that other one that's on Netflix? The Green Graceland? Greenland?
Greenleaf.
Greenleaf. I didn't like them. I really, really didn't like them.
What didn't you like about them?
I don't know. I just didn't.
It was scandalous. I loved it.
I don't know. But these ones, they're also pretentious and kind of similar, actually. But to be fair, I've not even fully watched that one either.
No,
but it's not bad. Is there anything else that they have on Disney Plus that's like, I don't know, Disney Plus just lacks something. Also, I have to wait every week for new episodes, and that's just jarring at this point. At least, like, Netflix does that sometimes, and only, like, weekly with a few things, which that's also jarring, but they don't do it with everything.
No, but Netflix will give you, like, here's 3 episodes.
Exactly. Exactly. Thank you.
And you can spread those 3 episodes throughout the week. You watch
one Monday,
and one Friday, and then come Saturday, you have a new one to watch.
And like, I feel like maybe it's because I'm too used to instant gratification with Amazon Prime and all these next day deliveries. Because I really, did I tell you that I ordered something recently and they were like, it will take between 3 to 5 working days. I'm like, what the fuck does that mean? I mean, I don't understand. What are you trying to say? Make it make sense. Why can't I have it tomorrow? Why? So maybe they're trying to go back to, you know, the original. But the point of having streaming services is that it's instant gratification. It's like there when you want it to be there. I don't want to have to wait a week for another Moon Knight episode, and it's just jarring. But anyways, I digress. On to the next one. Have you seen Black Dynamite?
No.
Neither have I. And Bob's Burger.
I've seen episodes here and there.
Yeah.
But not like a whole series.
Not the whole thing. Same here. But I want to say that it's alright, because the episodes that I have seen, I've actually really liked.
Oh, how's your sister, by the way?
She's okay. Why?
She's sleeping?
I think she's awake.
Okay. Oh, no, I just thought because yesterday you said your sister might join us.
Oh, right, no. she wants to join us for, when we review, I don't remember, when we review something, because I think I wrote it down, but I'll let you know. I think it's a film that she wants to join us for when we review. But, okay. Yeah, anyway. BoJack Horseman.
Love BoJack Horseman.
Yeah, I think it's great. Actually, I want to promote it.
It's great, right?
It's
a great storyline, great animation, right. Great jokes. Like,
great character growth as well, in a way.
No, he actually does grow at the end. But, you know, development, as late as it comes, is right. Development.
How about Castlevania?
Can't lie, only watched 3 episodes of it.
Yeah, like, I don't really care for it, I'm sorry.
I tried
to watch it, but it really didn't hold my, like, I was just like, okay.
And people liked it, though.
A lot of people like it, I know. People love Castlevania. But I just don't get, I can't get into it. I watched the whole season one. Come season two, I really didn't care. Like, no, seriously, I did not care at all. I was like, why? Because I watched like three episodes of season two and I was like, okay. And I just dropped it. Excuse me. And Party Aunt, Netflix series. What do you think of that?
Haven't watched it.
It's kind of like Big Mouth. But no. It does remind you a bit of Big Mouth. I think maybe the same like animation studio or something does them. There must be someone that works on one and works on the other, because there's definitely some similarities. I've only watched a few episodes, so I don't really want to say. So I'll say, but from what I've seen so far, I think it's actually good, but I don't want to judge it before I actually watch it. And Close Enough. Have you seen that?
No.
So, for some reason... okay, so this is the new... It's somewhat new on Netflix, and I actually wanted to watch this.
It reminds me of the animated for what's his name with Gumball?
River Falls? No, Gravity Falls? No, Steven Universe?
No,
which one?
Do you know Gumball?
Yeah, I know Gumball.
Mordecai and Rigby. Yeah, I think is it Gumball?
Yeah, Gumball.
No, Mordecai and Rigby.
Mordecai and Rigby?
Yeah.
Regular show.
Yeah.
The Gumball is because of the guy with the Gumball head, right?
Yeah.
This one is.
Gumball. No, it's a comparison. But Gumball from is a good character too.
It is. And the regular show is actually a good show as well. Yes, I think you're right. You're on the right track. That is probably by the same people. I haven't seen it though, but I do want to watch it. And Courage the Cowardly Dog. I think Courage is good. You think it's all right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. I'll rate it higher for the nostalgia. And this is Daria. This one, you seen it?
Mm-mm.
Neither
I've seen her as a character around.
Yes, I have as well. But I haven't actually seen it. But I do want to actually see it. How about Beanie? Terra Beanie.
That reminds me of Adventure Time so much. Like the story writing.
I really, really... What's the name of it again? I don't even remember. Is it Tia Beanie? Disenchantment, that's it. Yes, Disenchantment. How would you rate that? Because I really, really liked it. I'll rate it quite high.
I think it was good.
Yeah. Okay. I hear that. My favourite is Lucy, though. I need to find out the voice actor for Lucy. Because I know him from some... Of course! I was going to say, like, I know that voice. Do you know when, like, something's like... like, you know the voice. Like, every single time I watch this show, I'm always like, I know this voice. Like, I know who this is. I've heard this voice before. But who the fuck are you? And I didn't want to Google it because, like, that would kind of ruin the aha moment for me anyway. But of course, yeah. It makes sense. Like, I could... How did I not know that? I'm actually so mad at myself because he's so funny. He's actually one of my favourite comedians / actors. I loved him on Two Broke Girls. He was really good on there. Anyways. F is for Family is next. Next is F is for Family.
F is for Family.
I haven't watched it.
Oh, okay. I'll say it's good. It's kind of, again, like that Family Guy-esque thing, but it's more realistic. It's actually about a family, and it's just as mad as like American Dad, but it's just more realistic. How about Family Guy?
I like Family Guy.
How would you rate Family Guy? Because if we say American Dad is good, boy, actually, I want to demote American Dad to great.
Personally, I think Family Guy is better than
Exactly, and we definitely can't put the both of them on the same level, for sure. No. So, okay. And Space Dad. Space. I know this one, but I've not seen it. And
why is there so many dad-oriented films? Film series?
I don't know. Maybe a lot of people have daddy issues.
Yeah.
I mean, like, with Family Guy, American Dad, F is Family, Bob's Burger, Archer. I mean, I guess BoJack Horseman doesn't really count. Who else? I think that's Cleveland Show. I think that's it. I think maybe just in, like, the American ones, they make, like, the dad a big thing.
Oh, America is very, like, paternal.
Family-orientated. You think?
Yeah.
Because I'd argue that there's usually more like mother stuff than daddy stuff.
You think?
Yeah. Or than father stuff. Yeah. Maybe not like cartoon wise, but like in general as a whole, there's usually more emphasis on mother's mothering than father's fathering. How about Futurama? That's the next one.
I like Futurama. I do.
Not gonna lie, I haven't really seen it. Like, I catch a few episodes here and there.
I used to watch it on a Saturday morning.
Okay, so how would you rate it?
I would rate it as just good. It's not anything amazing. It's just, it's a good entertainment for the weekend. Like, on a pass party.
Cool, cool. All right. How about Gravity Falls?
It's so dark. And you don't realize it because it's children.
Because it's children,
it's
yeah.
So dark. Like, it took me a while to grasp the final few episodes. I was like, no. No. Surely. But yeah, it's really dark. And I don't think it should be, but the last three episodes, I did not think were children oriented.
I'll agree. But children probably wouldn't get it and it would definitely go over their heads. So how do you want to rate it?
I want to put it as great. Do you agree?
I would have said good, but it has its moments.
It does.
It can go at the end of great, because next to, actually, I want to put this more at the end as well, because I feel like, actually, American Dad can follow. American Dad should definitely be at the end. Yeah, that looks good. Yeah, that looks good to me. All right, who's next? Harley Quinn is next. Have you seen
it? I haven't watched it.
Okay. That's fine.
Have you?
I want to. It's on my to-watch list. It's actually high up on my to-watch list. Because obviously I was researching all these things, and the reason why it popped up because it's on, well, I added it because it's on my to-watch list. I kind of hoped maybe you'd seen it, because you tended to have seen like more like DC Marvel-y cartoons than I have, like animated series than I have, so I thought maybe you might have.
It's on my list, but I haven't got around to it yet.
What I also want to watch is the TV series with Harley Quinn and the Queen of Hearts, Queen of Aces, Queen of something. TV series from like the 2000s, early 2000s. They cancelled it, but I still want to watch it. And Hoops. This one's also a Netflix series. I haven't seen it. Have you?
Haven't seen it.
And Johnny Bravo.
Oh, Johnny Bravo.
The original Quagmire.
Oh, he was fantastic.
Oh my goodness. How would you rate him?
Hmm. I'll put him as good or alright. I don't think it was great.
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't say great either. I think if we had Jenna Bravo right now, it would be so problematic. But for what it was then, definitely had its moments.
Love, Death, and
Love,
Robots.
Love, Death, and Robots. Did you watch that?
It's on my list.
Yeah. I feel that it's on my list, but, like, it's really not high up. Like, it doesn't...
It was recommended. But you know what put me off is the way, like, Netflix, like, put the synopsis for it.
Yeah.
Like, usually, like, Netflix synopsis are really good.
Yeah.
But the synopsis didn't match the, like, preview they were given.
I hear that, because, like, it gives me the same vibes as Arcane. Like, I think it has the same, like, animation-y kind of thing, 3D thing going on. And that also kind of just put me off as well. Because I know, like, really cool people that, like, voiced the thing, and I don't know. Also, I don't really like mecha shit as well, so not my cup of tea, I don't think, anyway. Hit Monkey, I loved this. I will put this here. So basically, Hit Monkey is about, like, this assassin who hunts a monkey.
What, just one specific monkey?
Just one specific monkey who was casted out by his group of... Okay, so this assassin was... He was set up, basically, by his people. And... On a job. So he went on the job, did the job, and then they sent other killers to kill him. And then they almost got him, but these monkeys that lived, like, in Japan and, like, the really, really rural area of Japan, like white furred monkeys, they helped him to survive. They put him into some kind of hot spring, you know, one of those. And they helped him heal his wounds and stuff. And he actually survived and he was going to go back. But then they found out that he was alive, these bad people. And they came, they killed him and all his monkey people. Now, this specific monkey was against his monkey tribe taking this assassin guy in. He was like his trouble and they should cast him out. But the elder monkey was like, no, they should show kindness, blah, blah, blah. But anyways, bad people came, killed all of them. And so this monkey was like, you know what, I'm going to have my revenge. And then the assassin, his ghost, starts to hunt.
His ghost is hunting a new monkey.
Yeah.
Go to die and rest in peace, honestly.
And it's just, basically, it's his journey to getting revenge on the people that killed his tribe, his whole tribe. So it's definitely worth the watch. It's really good. And MODOK. This was alright. I wouldn't say anything special. It's basically about MODOK and his family and him going to work and all his, like, evil plans not basically coming to fruition because he's a bad villain, basically. Kind of like Pinky and the Brain, actually. Tries to take over the world every night, but obviously comes to shit. But it's kind of like he goes to work as a villain, like he goes to the office or to his lab, where he's a villain, and then he comes home and he's just like, you know, a normal dad with kids, and his kids I think his daughter has the same condition as him, and it's really good. It's good. It's all right. Yeah. And this is Paradise PD. I haven't seen it. I think it's meant to be like this South back. I think Archer, but like, in the South, where they're all Southerners and they're all, like, weird and stuff. But I haven't seen it. I've seen the synopsis, though. It looks interesting, but I'm probably not going to watch it.
Haven't seen it either.
Pinky and the Brain. The Pinky and the Brain. Brain, 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 brain. Dun, 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 dun. Now, my Saturday mornings as a child was literally... I wake up really early. I do all my duties. I'll clean the corridor. I'll sweep. I'll clean all, like, the antiques and stuff that we used to have, because that was my job. Wipe that down so early in the morning so that I could sit in the living room and watch, like, 2 full hours, if not more, of just cartoons in the morning. It was great. And I remember this. Like, what shall we try to do tonight, brain? And it's like, what we do every night, try to take over the world. It was, I knew the whole thing, but I obviously don't know it now, but it was great. Literally, it was so good. Highlight of my childhood, probably, watching cartoons. How would you rate it?
I don't really remember much of it. Like, there's parts that I do remember, but not, like, a lot.
I hear that. I hear that. But I feel like that's why I've kind of put it in It's All Right, because it's pretty much, it was a really, really good anime. Cartoon. Brain is kind of like the really smart, genius-y villain mouse. And like, Pinky was the dumb one, always following Brain everywhere. I think there was actually an episode where they, what for, did they swap or something? Or like, they fought, I think, and then Brain realised how important Pinky was to him. And that was actually quite a good episode. So I do remember some episodes, actually. And like, Brain's plans were actually really, really good. Like, really good. Unfortunately, obviously he's a villain, so he can't win. But in real life, he probably would have won. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Next is Prison School or something. You know, this is actually...
The episodes I've watched, out of context. Shocking.
I know.
Like, the shock factor is just, it's in your face. Yeah. And what they're doing isn't really that, like, bad.
It's so bad.
It's just, like, when you take it out of context and you just isolate that one particular incident, I'm like, what the fuck am I watching? Am I messed up? Is my mind okay?
It is really fucked up. But I'll say it's good.
Mm.
Yeah. And this is a new show on Q Force, something like that, on Netflix.
I've seen it.
And it's like Archer, but LGBTQ+-esque. I haven't seen it, and I probably wouldn't see it, but I think it's good. But I don't know. I don't really care for it. And this is Adventure Time. No, regular show. Jesus Christ, regular show.
That's not regular show.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. This one here. How would you rate that?
Mordecai and Rigby, such a friendship. That's all I can have to say for them. It's such a friendship.
I actually haven't really, really watched the regular show like that. I remember it starting on Cartoon Network when I was kind of like a teenager. And because the animation was so far, it's the same story with like the Gumball one and Chowder. And like, I didn't really like the animation. I was like, what does Cartoon Network think they're doing? At that point, I just went to more like Disney and Nickelodeon, more sides, because I didn't like the animation that, Cartoon Network was trying to put out. It pissed me off. So I didn't really, really like catch it like that. But so however you want to rate it, I'll go with.
I'm gonna put it as, what's the one after the regular show?
That's Rick and Morty. Oh, you mean
this one? Yeah, that's what I meant. No, I'd put it
more towards this side. Good or
above Futurama?
Above Futurama.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Cool. So good, but above Futurama, Jennifer Bravo, and Prison Schools. Next is Rick and Morty. That is an automatic goated.
Have you seen the new series on Netflix?
Yes, I have.
It felt so short.
Yeah, I know.
It felt so short. I was like, "What do you mean? This is the last episode." I was like, "I'm only like 10 episodes in. Where's my other 10?"
Like,
you're missing half a series.
And also, I was just thinking to myself, like, "Okay, so now how many years do I have to wait for a new one?" You know? Because
nah,
like,
they need to actually stop with this like late release. The doing thing with it,
because honestly, and bad. I feel like either Netflix or Adult Swim, I don't know who needs to pay these men a lot more so that they can focus on this project, basically make them like multi millionaires so that they can drop every other project and just focus on Rick and Morty, giving me Rick and Morty content, because I don't like these 8 episode seasons or 10 episode seasons. Give me 24. then give me 20. Give me something I could really sink my teeth into. I was so upset.
Nah, and like, it was something.
And like, I always get, when I see Mr. Poopy Butthole, I always get anxiety that if we're getting towards the end, or it's literally the end, and I'm like, oh, right, here we go again. I remember, like, was it season 3? They trolled us, they were like, that's the end. Who knows when we're going to be back? What, another 3-year break? Another 5-year break? Who fucking knows? Fuck you. Bye. And I was like, please don't do that again to me. Don't do that to me again. But yeah, Rick and Morty is definitely great because it's just so feel good, I find. Like, I feel like we should probably do like an episode or like a couple episodes on Rick and Morty specifically. Okay. Just for the feel good of it. Next is Robot Chicken. Where would you rate that? Oh, it's an Adult Swim, and I don't know if you've seen it.
I don't think I have.
Okay, I've caught bits of it, and it's from what I gather, it's really good. I found it really funny. I'll say good, just because I haven't seen too much of it. You've probably not seen this. Have you? Rocco's?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Samurai Jack! Goated! I haven't seen the new Samurai Jack though, but the old Samurai Jack, definitely goated. To me. What do you think?
I'll put it as great.
You might? Okay, great, but like, surely above like, Adventure Time, at least.
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right, good. Solar Opposites. I have not seen this, have you?
Never heard of it.
South Park.
I've watched episodes here and there, but not like a full season.
The whole thing. Yeah. I think it's good. I think we might have to demote Family Guy because I actually prefer South Park to Family Guy. Yeah, sorry. Family Guy's got to go. Down. Down. Yes, definitely. Okay, looks good now. Yeah. Family Guy gone down to great. Because I definitely preferred Samurai Jack, South Park to Family Guy. But Family Guy is definitely above American Dad. So this all makes sense. You agree or not?
It makes sense. I'll trust you on that because I haven't watched South Park that much to judge you.
Okay. And SpongeBob. SpongeBob is just literally just here for bands.
It's feel good, maybe.
It's feel good. Yeah, it's all right. Just, you know, nostalgia. And this is Lower Deck. It's like a Star Trek, but Lower Deck. I want to see this. It's a prime animated series, but I've not watched it. Have you?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Clone Wars! Star Wars! Clone Wars!
My brother's been watching that.
Huh?
My brother's been watching it.
Yeah, it's good. It's so good. I think that was actually one of the last cartoons that I watched on Cartoon Network before I, you know, progressed into adulthood or moody teenagery, meltdowny, Vampire Diaries watching teenager.
Yeah, teen series.
But yeah, I really, 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 really liked it. And this is Steven Universe.
I like Steven Universe.
How would you rate Steven Universe?
I put it as good. The songs are catchy, but you know.
Above Big Mouth?
Not above Big Mouth.
Disenchantment? There's somewhere there between like F for Family and Disenchantment.
Okay.
Oh, you haven't seen... Okay, so...
I'm thinking about a regular show, whether I like it more or less than a regular show.
Ah, I see. Okay.
I think I do like the regular show more than like Steven Universe.
Okay, so we're promoting regular show and putting Steven Universe a bit in good, but just
yeah,
a bit further back. And this is Super Crooks. I like Super Crooks. I don't know if you watched Super Crooks. It was definitely good. Really good. I really enjoyed it. It's basically about bad guys in the universe of this something Terrian, Utopian or something like that. One of them. But yeah, it was good. I liked it. Look, Gumball. Amazing World of Gumball. Did you watch that?
I did.
How did you find that? I did. I caught episodes. Remember, I said it was during the phase where I was really upset with Cartoon Networks and the new cartoons they had out. It just wasn't my thing at that point. It really wasn't.
Fair enough.
So how would you rate it?
The Gumball. It's okay.
So it's going in it's all right.
Yeah.
Above Courage or?
Yeah, I think that's fine.
Yeah, because we haven't really seen that, actually. I think I should take this down here, because I haven't really seen it, so I probably shouldn't say anything. Okay, now this is, come on. I will fight anybody on this. The Boondocks is going in, just like that. Because it was, damn. I mean, talk about an animation. This was, I watched this before I watched Ranma and a Half and Madness. Like, I remember watching this and thinking, wow. It was so edgy. It was so funny. It was so outlandish. It was, and like, they were just, it was an unapologetic. They would just say shit and you just have to accept it for what it is. I want to actually put this above Rick and Morty. I'm sorry. Oh, definitely above. Okay. I'm like, let's rearrange this. Ooh. Ooh. Okay, yeah. Rick and Morty goes there. So it's the Boondocks, Archer, Rick and Morty, then. Actually, I want to demote BoJack Horseman. Can I?
Okay.
No. If you don't want him demoted, you got to say.
I like him there.
Yeah? Okay. We leave him there, but we leave him at the end. Because everything else. Is there anyone that we can promote to go? Because I feel like Goated's looking a bit lonely. Like, there's only four.
Well, that's how it should be. You can't put everything in Go.
True. Okay. Bugs Bunny Show. I put this in there for, again, nostalgia. It's really good. Remember, I don't know if you ever watched them though. Like, the Bugs, or the Bugs Bunny joke with the Bugs Bunny Duck, the guy with the red beard who's always trying to kill him. Is it the coyote that's always chasing the, yeah, you know, that whole thing. So I put them there just because, you know, yeah. Anyway, I think it's all right. Cleveland Show.
I really enjoyed it.
How would you rate the Cleveland Show? It's got to be somewhere.
I think above Family Guy.
But really?
Yeah, I feel like I'm so tired of seeing, like, white families who are just really nice.
Okay, we can't just put them above Family Guy because the family is white. We can't just do that.
That's not what I did.
I
actually did watch the Cleveland Show more than watch the Family Guy. Like, as I said, I only watched episodes of the Family Guy, but I watched this all series of the Cleveland Show.
Yeah. Okay. Probably because, like, you related more to it. And, yeah. Okay. All right. I'll take your word for it. Flintstones. It's the Flintstones. And he had it already said. And he had it already said. How would you rate that?
It's okay.
Yeah, it's all right. Do you know what this is?
Grimm's Adventures
of Billy and Mandy. Hey!
Oh, Grimm.
I mean, talk about the original emo girl. Come on. She was.
She owned him.
She, and her. Honestly, she owned them. She was gangster. I fucking loved her. I want to say, definitely great, right?
Yeah.
Here?
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree.
Love, yeah.
Really, really.
Mandy was fantastic.
And this is Vox Machina. Vox Machina is also really good. I really, really liked it. I say it's on par with Samurai Jack. It's about like a group of friends, people that got together and their adventures in a, they're just ass kicking. There's a lot of like ass kicking emotional-iness. Actually, this probably should not be here. I think I only put it here because it's in English and it's not like anime, like Japanese. It's actually English, I think. So that's why it's here. But it's more like anime-esque than anything. So that's why I've put it more with like Hitmonkey and like Samurai Jack and like Batman Beyond, because it's kind of more, and like the Clone Wars, because they're all kind of like fighty, actiony, emotionally things. Yeah, like the themes are very similar and they're just as good as each other, I think. Actually, I should probably demote Vox Machina by one. Yeah. But anyway, Vox Machina is really good. If you get the chance, it's on Prime. If you get the chance, you should definitely watch it. It's feel good. They're all like a bunch of friends, and the power of friendship always wins, as we all well know. So yeah, and this is that Netflix series that everyone seems to rate, but I don't really know anything about.
What is it?
I don't actually remember the name. I haven't really seen this either. Ren and Stimpy, I think. Have you?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Oh, this is Ricky Gervais. You know that comedy series that Ricky Gervais did with the idiot guy? Ricky Gervais. The Ricky Gervais Show. That's what it's called. The Ricky...
It's a series about himself.
Not about him. They're just talking about random things that probably he likes, or like certain things that happen, and then this guy with no hair, he would say something so outlandish, and then Ricky Gervais and the other guy would just keep having a go at him, like, what? I think there was an episode where he was like, there was something about like crisps, right, and how he eats crisps, and when it's finished, he gets really sad. And so he only has like one crisp at a time. Or something ridiculous. I don't know. It's just, it's so wacky, the show. And it's just, it's so funny. And like every time I just think about it, I just laugh. It used to be on Channel 4, I think. Or is it E4? Like back then. Definitely not for kids. And it's more like a TV show, actually, than a cartoon. But I put it there for bands because it was really funny. Technically, you really shouldn't be there. But yeah. If there's anyone out there who wants to give it a little watch, then you definitely should, because it's good. How about The Simpsons?
Feel good.
Very, very feel good.
Simpsons. We did.
How would you rate it compared to Family Guy and Cleveland Show? They're all kind of like, you know, same genre, same.
I think that's fine where it is above Cleveland Show.
Okay.
Yeah, I really enjoyed The Simpsons. It had its run.
And Total Island.
Total Drama Island. Oh, I loved it. I love all of them. Total Drama Island, Total Drama Action. Oh.
How would you rate it? That?
Huh?
How would you rate it?
I want to put it as great. I loved it. I loved them all.
Where would you put it? Above Adventure Time?
Total Drama Action. Total Drama Island.
You know what should be here? The conspiracy theory show that Netflix did. That was a good one. I really, really enjoyed that. I don't know why I didn't put it here, actually.
X-Men. It was amazing.
Yes. It's definitely going in great. The question is it going above Batman Beyond? The answer is yes. Yeah. It definitely above Avatar. Yeah, Last Airbender. Actually, should I make it go to?
I think so too. Because I love the X-Men series.
Right! Like, it gives vibes. Like, it's one of like the best ones that they've had, I think. Okay, I think that's us. That's the end. So let us know if we've missed anything. We'd definitely like to to do another proper one, because I feel like newer and better adult animations have probably come out after I created this list, that are definitely worth considering. So let us know. Mm-hmm. And I guess that's us signing out, right?
That is us done.
Is there anything else you wanna say? I do wanna say that we are literally everywhere. You can find us on Amazon Music, you can find us on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, I mean everywhere. Acast, we're on there. So yeah. And actually do give us recommendations. You can either go on our website at www.thecityshow.com or follow us on Instagram, Facebook, anywhere at The City Show, everywhere on Twitter as well. And yeah, just talk to us on there. So thank you again for staying with us and sticking with us and all of that. And yeah, bye-bye.
Bye. Show.